researchers have uncovered the mystery surrounding a 2,000-year-old mummy without peeling back layers of bandages or even opening the gold-plated coffin. Using a state-of-the-art CT scanner that rotated all the way around the tiny mummified girl, San Jose-based Silicon Graphics Incorporated took 60,000 images and created 3D models that allowed scientists to look at her body, her facial features, even her baby teeth. Among their conclusions, the girl was between 4 and 6 years old and must have been breastfed until shortly before her death. Led by a team at Stanford University, researchers also discovered a painting of a sphinx on the mask covering her mummified face. It's not the first time Egyptologists and computer scientists have worked using visualization technology to better understand ancient burial rites. But this effort has resulted in some of the best images from inside a mummy. "You can literally travel around inside the mummy's head," said Paul Brown, a visiting researcher at Stanford NASA National Biocomputation Center. "You can see the hair is still on the child." Afshad Mistry, SGI's advanced visual marketer, said the same technology has applications for healthcare and crime solving. Over time, almost all Egyptians who could afford to became mummies when they died. A total of about 70 million mummies in 3,000 years. By the 4th century AD, many Egyptians had become Christians and no longer believed that mummification was necessary for life after death. Eventually, the Egyptians gave up the art and science of making mummies. Mummification in ancient Egypt was a very long and expensive process. From start to finish, it took about 70 days to embalm the body. The art of Egyptian mummification consisted of many steps. First, the body was washed. The next step was to remove the person's inner organs. A hole was cut into the left side of the body so that the embalmers could remove the intestines, the liver, the stomach, and the lungs. Each of these organs was embalmed using a special substance, which served to dry out the organs and kill bacteria. Since the Egyptians believed that mummification was essential for passage to the afterlife, people were mummified and buried as well as they could possibly afford. High-ranking officials, priests, and other nobles who had served the pharaoh and his queen had fairly elaborate burials. The pharaohs, who were believed to become gods when they died, had the most magnificent burials of all.